Finally, Harvey grabbed his suitcase and stood up. He stepped out of his hotel room and walked down the steps to the lobby. And sure enough, standing in the lobby was a tall KGB agent, staring at Harvey as he came down the stairs.
Excuse me, are you KGB?
The officer stared at Harvey without responding.
Ah, so you don't talk, huh?
The officer still stared at Harvey and said nothing.
Let me see. Are you a person or you're just a statue? Let's see. I'll just grab your nose and I'll give it a good pinch. Ah, look at that. He's a person.
The KGB agent stared at Harvey with anger in his eyes.
Let me see. I just want to check if your ears are attached. So you do make noises, huh? What's wrong?
Ay, ay, ay. Did I hurt your ears? I'm so sorry.
Anyhow, are you going to be following me?
The KGB agent just stared at Harvey, unbelievingly.
Let's see. All right, so I'm going to walk across the lobby this way. Oh, yeah, look at that. He's following me. All right, now I'm going to make a U-turn. I'm going to go the other way. A little faster. All right. He's catching up. A little faster. Shortstop! You crashed into me. Excuse me, if you're going to be following me, please don't crash into me. It's very rude, all right? So just make sure you maintain safe following distance, okay? I remain at least 250 feet behind all emergency vehicles. I'm getting a little carried away. Anyhow, all right, so this guy's going to be following me. Let me see what I'm going to do over here. First of all, could you carry my suitcase if you're following me anyway? It's getting kind of heavy, you know?
Harvey finally stepped out of the front door of the hotel, out onto the street. And he really didn't have much of a plan. But up ahead, he saw a bus stop, and an idea popped into his head.
A bus stop. Let me see. What does it say on the sign? How do you like that? Moskovska Street. This bus goes to Moskovska Street. Yeah, but Mr. KGB agent over here is going to come along. It's not going to be good. All right, let's see. Here comes a bus. Oh, boy, this bus looks like it was built in 1850. And that was before buses were even invented. Look at this. This thing makes noise for a finer shalilum. Oh, my God. Wow. Sounds like a thunderstorm on wheels.
The doors opened up and the passengers exited the bus. A long line of passengers formed to get on the bus. And one by one, they got on. But Harvey just steered off in a different direction as if he wasn't even paying attention to the bus. At the very last second, as the doors were closing, Harvey leaped headfirst onto the bus. By the time he landed in a pile right next to the driver, the bus was already moving. And the KGB agent was standing on the sidewalk, staring in disbelief as the bus accelerated. He started chasing after the bus.
Stoy! Stoy! Stop that bus! Stop that bus!
The driver looked out the window.
Is he KGB?
Yeah, he's a KGB agent.
Okay, we never stop for KGB. We go faster, faster. Here we go.
The bus accelerated even faster. All the passengers on the bus cheered as the bus sped away from the KGB agent. A while later, Harvey got off at the corner of Moskovska Street, and he had to walk just a few blocks to St. Leningrad Avenue. He looked at his watch.
Hey, wait a minute. 2:00? That can't possibly be. It's dark outside. I forgot to change my watch. This is Russian time. All right, let me see. All right, 2:00 plus 7 equals 9. 9:00. It's exactly 9:00. Hey, where's Alex? I gotta give him my suitcase. He's not here. What's going on over here? I hope he wasn't being followed. I'm gonna stand here all night. It's like 40 degrees below zero. My nose feels like it's about to fall off.
In the meantime, several people were staring at Harvey.
Don't worry, I'm not doing anything wrong. I'm not dropping off any tefillin or mezuzahs or anything like that.
The people walked away, not wanting to get involved with a suspicious foreigner. Harvey waited 10 minutes, 15 minutes. Harvey had been warned not to stand on a street corner for more than a few minutes because a foreigner standing on a street corner would arouse suspicion. And now Harvey had no choice but to go back to the hotel without dropping off the suitcase. And he walked back, slowly, dejectedly. Now he didn't take a bus, he wasn't in a rush. And as he approached the hotel, he could see from a distance a long line of KGB agents standing outside the hotel. And he realized that because he had been able to get away from the first KGB agent, he had called in some backup. And now Harvey came closer to the hotel, and he saw the entire line of KGB agents, maybe 20 of them staring at him, all of them looking like they wanted to kill him and grind him up and eat him for breakfast.
Uh-oh. I'm in trouble. What do I do now? These guys are not going to play games over here. They're going to want to know where I was and why I was running away from them. I have an idea. All right, I'll just pretend I'm a little bit drunk. You know, I had a few drinks, nothing suspicious. That's what people do here in Russia anyway, right? They have a couple of glasses of vodka, and then all the troubles go away like magic. Yankee Doodle went to town to drink a glass of vodka. There wasn't any vodka left because he drank. I don't remember that it was. Hey, KGB agents! Hey, how are you? Hey, you look like you're bored. Hey, you see, in America, we have also KGB. Nah, we don't. Just kidding. Hey, KGB agents, you want some popcorn? Let me go get you some popcorn. Yankee Doodle, hey, popcorn. Where's the hotel? I can't find it. I'm too drunk.
One of the KGB agents turned to the other.
Amerikanskaya, the whole night he's drinking vodka. And here we were worried that he's doing something against Soviet Union.
All right, everybody follow in a straight line. You're out of line. You're going to get in trouble with the principal. Yankee Doodle, everybody following right behind me. All right, here we go, up the steps. Haha, just kidding, you all crashed into each other. All right, okay, now we're going up the steps. Anybody want to carry my suitcase? Okay, let's see, one flight as quickly as we could, and let's go back down just for the fun of it. There's not enough room in this staircase for all 22 of you going in both directions at the same time. Joke's on you. Let me see, anybody have another glass of vodka? The vodka's wearing off, I'm getting a headache. Ay-yi-yi. All right. Let's go up this time. Oh, what'd you say? I'm going down? That's right. I'm all mixed up. I'm too drunk. All right, KGB, let's go. Let's go. Come on, KGB. Let's go. Let's go. Come with me. Up to my room.